This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The ELN, a guerrilla group in Colombia, has vowed to fight poverty with a tax on the state and those who support it. It was founded by radical Catholic priests and Marxist rebels in 1964. In 6 years between 2010 and 2016, the UN has found that overnight stays in Egypt have dropped from 14.1 million to 5.3 million per year. John McCain, Senator from Arizona, former Republican nominee for president, Vietnam prisoner of war and war hero, and frequent Trump critic, passed away at 81 years of age after a year-long battle with brain cancer. Job Corps, a Great Society legacy job train program, is facing criticism for its failure to place trainees in well-paying jobs or be flexible enough to meet job shortages despite spending between $15,000 and $40,000 in training per student. Only 48% of Latinos in Arizona are eligible to vote, compared with 81% of the state's white population, according to the Pew Research Center. In Sweden, the number of people with depression has increased 20% in 10 years. In Denmark, people ages 16 to 24 are lonelier than their grandparents' generation, according to surveys. A former Vatican ambassador to the U.S. and an archbishop has accused Pope Francis of covering up misconduct by a prominent cardinal and called on a pope to resign. $7 billion has been erased in value for homeowners since 2005, according to a new study. The leading cities in total property value lost due to sea level rising or flooding are Ocean City, New Jersey, Miami Beach, Hollywood, Florida, Charleston, South Carolina, and St. Petersburg, Florida. The Inspector General of the General Services Administration has issued a report that President Trump was personally involved in the decision to scrap plans to vacate the FBI building on Pennsylvania Avenue and move to a campus location in Maryland or Virginia. The decision to keep the building in its present location directly affects the bottom line of the Trump Hotel near the White House. Of the estimated 83,000 million metric tons of plastic produced to date, roughly 60% is floating in oceans or stuffed in landfills. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.